It's lunchtime at the Tolga Bat Hospital. Volunteer Sophie is taking apples out of a big basket and, using a long knife, is cutting them in two. Dozens of flying foxes are waiting impatiently for their lunch. The furry animals hang at the ceiling of the walk-in enclosure, chirping excitedly and looking at us with their huge eyes. Yes, the bats will finish off the whole basket of apples, Sophie says.
Probably another one of these. Probably two, yeah. It's a lot. We have loads of little wire baskets of bananas, and then they get banana smoothie as well, so lots of fruit. And yesterday, because it was quite cold, they got mango as a treat as well, so that was gone within seconds.
Each day, Sophie and her fellow volunteers hang up about 40 kilograms of apples and 60 kilograms of bananas, stuck onto wires or blended into pulp. 300 flying foxes sure do eat a lot. They have to grow a bit more, but then these fruit bats can return to the wild, Jenny McLean says. She heads the Tolga Bat Hospital in Atherton in northeastern Australia. Jenny took in the bats as orphans when they were still pups.
Probably half of these, their mothers have died from a paralysis tick. It's common down the east coast of Australia. Most native animals have good immunity, but the flying foxes, they don't have any immunity.
Paralysis ticks produce a strong neurotoxin. While the tick is sucking blood, its poison enters the body of the fruit bat. After a while, the animal can no longer move its hind legs, drops to the ground and dies there. Each year, hundreds of fruit bats in Australia die this way, many of them with babies that are left behind, completely helpless. Jenny raises the orphans. At first, they get milk from bottles. Later, lots of fruit. Apart from the ticks, there isn't much that can harm fruit bats.
They're actually very healthy animals. In fact, their immune system is turned on all the time, whereas for us, our immune system is only really turned on when something impacts on it, you know. Diseases like Hendra virus, Ebola, SARS, and these diseases don't kill the bats. They can live with them happily because their immune system is so good.
Bats have a quick metabolism because they spend their life flying and they have turbocharged immune systems to prevent illness. Bats can carry all kinds of viruses without getting sick. But it is possible that these diseases can cross the species barrier to humans. This gives fruit bats a bad reputation. In Australia, they are even shot as pests.
Come and see the small bats.
In the enclosure next door, it's much quieter. This is where the regular bats live. Unlike fruit bats, these are smaller, eat insects instead of fruit, and use echolocation to navigate. Jenny points out a bat that's hanging upside down in a wooden box. It is brown and about 10 centimetres long. Using a microphone and software on her tablet computer, Jenny makes the bat's sound waves audible to human ears. The bat has injured its wing and is not able to fly.
She was caught on a barbed wire fence. A lot of bats get caught on barbed wire fences. On a night that's very windy or very wet, she would use her echolocation, but if it's very windy or wet, it's very difficult for them to see whether they are using their vision or their sound waves.
Conservationists like Jenny beg people not to use barbed wire fences in their fields. Bats can also get entangled and hurt themselves in bird netting if its mesh is too big. When Jenny's bats are grown up and healthy enough, she'll set them free in a forest area a few kilometres away from the hospital. Some time ago, she brought 55 of her fruit bat orphans here. But the animals did not seem to appreciate their freedom. They still hang, densely packed, on the outside of the walk-in cage where they spent their first days in the forest. The fruit bats have sought shelter today because it's raining cats and dogs. Jenny regularly brings them fruit.
They need to be support-fed They can't fly the distances they need to. They don't know what bush food is, really. And the weather has been so very, very wet. It's too wet for them to fly anyway. We support feed them for a few months, so we start by putting a lot of food out and then we put less and less food.
Soon they'll be able to manage on their own. Jenny just hopes that they don't get caught on another barbed wire fence. More than anything, however, she hopes that Australians begin to respect their bats more. They might not be as cute as koalas, but they do play a vital role in the ecosystem. Jenny hopes that people will finally realise this.